all told, it'll be a quiet day around the region, with the big question of the day being a bit of a three-parter. Those questions being if, when, and how quickly the clouds will begin to break up and let the sun shine in earnest for the first time in almost 2 weeks for much of the region. It's certainly been the main complaint I've heard for the last week or so. When will the sun come out? Well, the answer to that, for many of us, will be today. And as an added bonus to that, well, it'll still be milder than it should be this time of year before we round out the year on a much colder note heading into 2015. The clouds should slowly clear from south to north as the day progresses. That clearing will be short-lived, though, as our next system approaches from the west and the clouds come streaming back in during the day on Saturday. High temperatures both today and tomorrow should be in the low to mid-40s. A cold front will make an approach on Saturday night across the region during the day Sunday, and there could be some showers late Saturday and overnight into Sunday morning. After an extended stretch of above average temperatures, the last few days of 2014 will head the other direction and hover around or just below average, with highs only in the 20s to low 30s and overnight lows down in the teens. It does look mainly dry and tranquil through much of next week, with just the chance of some far-reaching lake effect snow showers around midweek. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. However, showers and a few thunderstorms are possible mainly tonight and into the early morning hours of Saturday from the Ark-La-Tex southward to Upper Texas and the Louisiana Gulf Coast. Strong mid-level speed max is forecast around the base of a western New York trough over New Mexico and then translate across the southern plains during the latter half of the day. This feature is expected to induce a coincident with instability across the Ark-La-Tex southward. A warm advection should be the primary forcing mechanism for elevated convection across this region. While cloud-bearing shear will be strong enough for rotating updrafts, expected instability should limit updraft strength and limit hail production. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high near 50 and a west wind around 10 miles an hour. In Boston, sunny with a high in the upper 40s and a west wind around 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy, a high in the mid-40s, a southwest wind between 10 and 15 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 33 degrees with a record of 59 set in 1895. Normal minimum temperature is 18 degrees with a record of 17 below zero set in 1914. Sunrise and sunset data for today, December the 26th. Sunrise at 7:24 a.m. and sunset at 4:27 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly to mostly cloudy overnight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s, and tonight mostly clear and a low near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny with highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures down into the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 40s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly to mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. And tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower 30s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with temperatures in the low and mid-40s. Sunday, temperatures starting in the 40s and falling throughout the day. It'll be mostly cloudy with some afternoon clearing possible. For Monday, sunny and colder, temperatures only in the low 30s. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of some lake effect snow showers, temperatures near 30 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of some lake effect snow showers, highs in the mid and upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.